It's been 25 years since Jeff King last drove a dog team along the Yukon Quest Trail.
You know, the Quest was a huge part of my life in the 80s, and I was proud to be a part of the very first Yukon Quest, and committed much of my energy to it for those first 7 years.
King is placed in the top five or better six times. He won the race back in 1989.
Then, of course, I made a switch and started running the Iditarod in 1991. And I certainly didn't believe you could run them both well. Many Quest mushers have proven that wrong. And it's clearly not a fluke that people who have run the Quest well can also run the Iditarod well.
So that's exactly King's plan this year, to run back-to-back 1,000-mile sled dog races. But he's also extremely competitive. King rarely enters a race he doesn't think he can win.
I have the best trained team I've ever had, and I've had a lot of teams. I've had the best genetics I've ever had, and I have the best equipment. My sled is unique.
King runs a sled with a trailer in the back that he uses to rest dogs while the team is traveling. He also says he studied the run and rest schedules of most of his competition, in particular that of two-time defending champion Alan Moore.
Now, why do they want to do that?
Moore says he can't run the same schedule he followed in 2013 when the race last finished in Fairbanks because a rule change this year means what used to be a 36-hour layover at the halfway point in Dawson City has been cut to 24 hours.
Because 2 years ago, we pushed them pretty hard, but with 36 hours, they came back. And I don't think they can come back if I run them the same exact way that I did 2 years ago.
Holding a dog team back in the first half of the race is challenging for any competitive musher, but it might be particularly difficult for 2012 champion Hugh Neff. This will be Neff's 15th Yukon Quest. In previous years, he's pushed his dogs hard to claim an early lead in the race.
Well, I'm going to do what whoever's in front of me is doing that is leading the race, because I definitely don't plan on being the Sherpa this time around.
Neff says even he's had a hard time trying to make predictions about who might finish in the top five or even the top 10 this year.
There's so many unknowns in this race that it's not even really worth discussing who the front runner is, because there's a whole pack of them.
That pack also includes four-time Yukon Quest champion Lance Mackey.
We're all on the same playing field. And last year was last year, and next year will be next year. This year, it'll, you know, it might be a race of champions for the Red Lantern. You know, we don't know.
Mackey says he didn't sign up for this year's Quest to prove anything to anyone other than himself.
And somewhere along the line, my mind has changed, and my attitude has changed, and my goals have changed, you know. So my number one goal is to go have fun. I want to finish this race for the reasons that I started this sport and this race in the first place. We all started out for the love of the dogs and seeing the country and, you know, the experience. And then the competitive part of it kind of came naturally for all of us.
Alongside the four returning champions are a number of other mushers who finished near the top in recent years. There are also a few new teams with mushers who may be rookies to the Quest, but they certainly aren't new to the sport. For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Whitehorse.